what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
Good morning. Good afternoon. And, good evening.
And good night. Oh, dude, did I ever tell you guys?
What?
Can you get the fuck off your phone?
Sorry.
No, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, bro. He does this all day.
All the time.
My bad. We're literally in an interview.
Sorry. Whoa.
It was about Netflix stuff. We got a really cool email.
Then who are you replying to when you're at Power and you're on the phone? Because we were interviewing Jose Luis and you were like straight like,
what was I doing?
Bro, that was probably to a new pastor.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, texting Let's Jesus? Start. I'm not mad at texting
Let's
Jesus.
Start.
No, but for real.
I don't know.
Foo.
During Jose
Stop
Luis?
Playing
yes,
with God,
fool. Literally what you were doing right now, you were doing during Jose Luis.
Stop playing with God, fool.
I'm not playing
He's
with
not.
God.
He's not. He's getting closer to God.
Okay.
No, you better leave my brother alone.
I want to see consistency.
Yes.
Because I hate look like.
Guess what? God understands even if you're not consistent.
Trust me, I talk to that for
every day.
Right. But look, this is my thing. This is my thing about this church thing, right? Because I have don't get me wrong. I think it's like a trend right now. And it's like one of those trends where
to go to church.
Yeah, because I mean,
wouldn't it be better to make going to church a trend than other stuff like doing cocaine?
Don't say like I do it. I don't do it. I would be skinnier. Trust me. I've thought about the pros and cons of it. Like sleep at night.
Yeah.
But lose weight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So look, I saw Vic post. He reposted his girl's story
at the church.
And I cried.
No, actually be honest, fool. It's actually a really nice thing that they go to church together.
I think it's beautiful. Because the night before he was with me.
they were all with you.
Doing
you guys
devilish
were all
things.
Out. You guys were all out.
No, that was Friday night.
Okay, so you skip a day, you think the sins are go away?
No, but you're the one who said that he was with you the
okay,
night before.
Okay, him and this girl were out with.
Yeah.
What did I text you?
He said, it was nice knowing you, brother. We had a good run or something like that.
It's over.
The streets
As
will miss
we
you.
Go on,
but
we remember.
Is it a church song?
All the times.
No.
It's like a graduation,
it's a graduation song.
It's a graduation song.
He's graduating.
C-minus.
He's graduating. Wow, that's crazy. No, you know what? I think it's cool. But how are you going to tell your super Mexican family that you're turning Christian?
I'm not turning Christian.
It's non-denominational, right?
No,
sometimes they are like that.
Christian.
They invite everyone.
But like nobody's tripping. It's the thing is like
nobody's tripping.
No, nobody's tripping.
You're Catholic
no
or
one's
what?
Like, yeah, no nobody's one's checking your religion at the door.
So
yeah,
can you turn on my headphones just a little bit? Sick, sorry.
And nobody's asking you to like get baptized in the waters of Lake Minnetonka or nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
But if we do see you getting baptized,
I don't think I would because I'm very Catholic at the same time. So is Jordan. Jordan's super Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah, her family's Irish.
Oh.
So they're like super Catholic, you know, her family's Irish and Colombian. So like they're both Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole family, she went to a Catholic school.
Oh, tight.
Yeah. So it wasn't like until like she started.
That's
like,
just a rich thing. It's not a religion thing. I promise you.
No, I know that. No, but what? I'm telling you, her family's Catholic as hell.
Kids don't go to school because it's like parents don't send their kids to a Christian school or a Catholic school. Because of their religion. They go there for a better education.
No. She's not talking about private school.
He's talking
about like catechism to do your first communion.
Went to a Catholic school too, but I mean, you're
like,
right.
That is some rich stuff. But
also Catholic.
Yeah.
But you are right, because like I used to take Lil Vic to a Lutheran school.
Just wait, what the fuck? I mean, I'm not
It was just cool. It was just, it was a good school.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. They didn't make us be like Lutheran or whatever that even is. You know what I'm saying?
God, Vic, you go to church one time, you start hating another religion.
No, I didn't know the specifics. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna act like I do.
Yeah.
So anyway, but like the Christian church that I went to, it's just modern. Like the dude's wearing J's on stage, and like it's just more of like relatable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm gonna like I don't know, like switch up and just be like, okay, God, you know, praise Jesus.
But
like,
if you were to, I wouldn't be mad at that either.
No, I know, but like, that's not where I'm headed. Like, it was just cool to go to church. And, you know, when we go to Catholic church, like, I'm going to go to that too. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been in a long time.
Because it's boring?
It is, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying?
That's what God wants, honesty.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of religion.
Yeah.
Virgen de Guadalupe, the 12th.
The 12th.
This airs on the 11th, so tonight would be Las Mañanitas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I'm going to go this year with my mom.
Where?
To La Placita Alvera. She's been asking me for years to go with her, and I just kind of always been like, I don't know. But as I get older, I
it's at midnight.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think it's a little, it's always like a weird conversation because whenever, not with you guys, but I'm saying just like in general, people always criticize me. Like when people go in my house, they're like, why do you have the Virgin Mary so big?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, and there's people like, I have Christian friends that they're like, well, why do you praise anybody but God?
Yeah.
And then that those conversations are always like, well, fool, I don't know what to tell you, fool. They're just who I was learning to love, fool.
Exactly.
They're just who I think understands me the most.
And that's what I'm telling you. That's why I would never switch up. Like, I love La Virgen. Like, yeah. That's like my whole culture. My grandma loves it. The town that my family's from, it's La Virgen de Guadalupe. Like, La Capilla de La Virgen de Guadalupe. Like, it's super entrenched in our culture.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, she always told me to go every year. But then, honestly, if it's a party, it's like a big ass.
Of course, yeah.
They like
they do the Miami.
They party for and shit like that. So I think it's dope. But yeah, I do want to go.
Yeah, that's tonight.
This year. I've been talking to my mom. I want to do the thing where I like carry her and then go on my knees in Mexico City.
Amazing.
Wow.
I want to do that next year. Just, you know, pay homage. And like, just because I want to as well.
You know that Mexico City is like,
you were telling me last time. Yeah,
how do you say that in English?
It's drowning. It's like
it's sinking.
Sinking. Yes, it's down the end of my. That's what my mom said too.
Yeah.
So is Italy.
Yeah. Just be careful when you get.
When I start, I'm like going to. Wait, what she said? I didn't hear it.
She said that it's already sinking, so be careful.
Okay. Here, you ready?
So
for
you don't fall. I know. I'm not ready.
You're not ready.
No.
Anyways, back to Vic being a simp.
Yeah. I'm a simp.
Hey.
So are you. He's going to act like he just came back from Houston alone?
Wow.
No way.
Sometimes you got to bring Pricey home, baby.
Are you doing what Tyrell did with Heather?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro, I didn't meet her on Twitter.
You
want to
be Tyrell so bad.
But yeah, I met this nice girl in Houston.
Okay.
And he brought her back to LA.
That's crazy.
What the fuck, Vic?
They're not doing what?
You could have made fun of my religion.
No.
Why'd you have to go straight to my page?
You're talking about me being a simp.
Yeah, can I show you her?
Yes.
I'll show you her.
I know she likes you because she was okay with you wearing bell bottoms.
I look fly.
Yeah, but look at that one. That's like covering your whole foot.
You know what? It broke.
The
bunny, like, I stepped on it because they're so fucking.
And one is fine. The other one is the one that.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, that one.
Like, go to the next. See, you see how is kind of.
Yeah. But do you like the fit, Letty?
That's what happened to me in London. Remember?
Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't catch this. Go. No, keep going. No, keep going. Keep
you guys
going.
Were in Dallas?
We were in
Downey.
Downey.
Oh, okay.
Do not love brown bag.
Crazy.
Do not love brown bag podcast.
Yeah.
Keep going. Oh, wait. Is this keep going one more time? I didn't notice Vic was getting freaky in the back of this photo. You can't see him in the cut.
You have to zoom in.
I love it.
You were getting freaky with Jakarta.
No, I was trying to pour a shot in his mouth. Not like with my mouth, but it didn't look like that.
I love it. You let Vic be.
I'm letting him be.
No, you know what I like?
Damn, I caught a fucking stare right there. I didn't think about it.
Hey, that's why I shut up. I said, nah, but
what?
It was a good time. It's like I was talking to Jordan about it. I was like, you know what? Like Duno can't say that I don't be outside anymore. I'm just outside with her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I never want to like just all of a sudden become
and that's
grandpa.
The goal that you wanted.
You know what I'm saying?
You wanted good. Someone and that you could be.
Yeah. Like she was the one, like, let's go. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, we were already out drinking, and she was like, come on, like, your friend's gonna be there. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, fuck you, Six, you piece of shit. put the sick night with you.
That's how Jorge hugs me.
He put you in a chokehold?
Yeah, when I want to take pictures, that's what he wants to do.
He wants to just, you know what it is? Letty, I'm gonna just be honest. This is what it is, like, Letty. Yeah, it is my bitch. That's
yeah.
Like
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't like that.
It's not for
I
you,
feel
it's
like,
for me.
Like, I'm getting choked.
No.
I do have to pick him off. Yeah.
Was it Yaya's homegirl?
Yeah. Why you see done? Yeah.
I don't know. I just tried to put two and two together because I saw her comment and then I knew you were hanging out with Yaya. And that seems like it would be Yaya's homegirl.
Ew.
That's not a bad thing.
Oh, she's beautiful.
It seems like Yaya has like an army of those.
Why'd you go in my fucking DMs with her? What is
I don't know.
The DMs are nothing bad at all, by the
way. That one was weird.
The first one?
I was locked in.
Why are you looking at my shit?
You literally gave me your phone.
Yeah, yeah, I was locked in there. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nah, but salute, dude. No salute. That was like, I was like, because he introduced me. He's like, oh, hey. And I was like, oh, like, I've never seen this girl before.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then I was just like.
By the way, me, Vic, and Denner, we look super big. Because we all have baddies with us, and the rest of the homies got no bitches.
What's no big? Bitches.
What's big?
Like we look cool. Oh, sorry. It's like a term I say with like little word. My fault. Just it's like cool. Like we look sick.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was like we were the only ones, and they Loki could have damn near looked related because they all had like blonde hair and all what he thought. And they were just all sitting. Me, Vic, and
Denner.
Me, Vic, and me and the Vicks, because Denner's real name is Victor.
Vic. Yeah.
But and then the rest of the homies, no bitches. Swift, no bitches.
Yeah.
He had one Korean bitch.
That's a girl. That's a woman.
She's a woman.
Nah, he's scared. He'd be scared.
He'd be scared, huh?
Yeah, he'd be scared to talk to girls. He'd be like, nowadays, yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
So this is your girlfriend?
I really fuck with her. But look.
Did she fly back?
Yeah.
Did you fly her back?
Yes.
Fucking trick ass fool.
Wait, hold on. I have to know this. So if she's Yaya's homegirl.
Yeah.
Yaya is like probably closer to my age. How old is she?
She's older than me by a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 25. I thought she was older. Older woman that was just like.
You guys always clown people that would like trick on a girl and then you're here tricking on a girl.
You know what? They call me Mr. Hypocrite sometimes.
Hypocrite.
Hypocrite. Yeah, I like that one.
I like it. I'm a mess. I want you happy.
But you know what? I was like, I'm going to try to do this one a little different. I was like, I'm not going to introduce her to nobody important because that's
what
I'm
going to.
No, not like that, fool. We also were at the club. Not like,
what the fuck?
What's her name? You don't even know her name. So you were at the club getting.
I'm the first person you introduced her to.
You and Jordan were there fucking on stage.
Well, there you go, Victor.
Nobody important. Never
like, she's not going to be my mom.
Anybody.
No, not like that.
Luckily, she will never meet you. But.
not like that. But
okay.
You know what? It was a drunk thing. I was like popping. I was drunk. And he was in. I was like, yeah, come on. Like, you want to come home for a little bit? She came home, we chilled or whatever.
Did she have clothes?
Hell no, I got her all laced up.
Wow. I'm the simp though.
Is that player shit?
Nah, that's simp shit, so she's your girl.
The club was free.
Hey, like, shout out Sorella. Vic doing that too.
Hey,
oh, that's what that was for. You I was like why did Duno get a bunch of girl clothes?
Is that not fly?
It's impressive to her.
It's impressive.
But that's, like if she doesn't become your girl, it's pretty simp, dog. Because
that's
like
why, that's
like
why,
Vic yeah, doing yeah. that for his girl is like, damn, that's some fly shit. Hey, don't worry, baby girl, I got you, lace you, all of that.
What
you would clown a guy that does that to a girl. So that's my only point of reference.
Yeah, no, but you know what? I'm a man now. I went from a boy to a man. And you know, Vic taught me about tricking.
I did?
Yeah.
You flew to Vegas in London. It ain't tricking if you got it,
exactly,
brother.
Exactly. Let me put me on that. Yeah. You know, but you know, I still take word of wisdom from other men.
Yeah.
Me and this bitch 50-50 like you and all that.
There we go. There we go.
Chuckle.
Chuckle.
Hey, you know, buddy, at the club, Vic was like, that's what's up, food. And I was like, yeah, I brought this bitch back home.
He said, I got a box to go.
That was good. You're a little bit funny.
But you know what it is? It was like, she was like, I had a good weekend. And it's been a while since I've had a weekend like that.
Yeah.
We didn't even do nothing crazy. We were just vibing.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. I was like, damn, this is what.
Okay, so she goes back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make plans to see her again?
Yeah, for sure.
What's the plan? And
I don't know yet. I told you,
you're gonna take it slow.
You can take me, but I'll tell myself this, look.
But I know you. You're like in love already. Like the first date, you're like, oh my God, I want to marry you.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. This was my thing. My thing was like, I'm gonna see how I feel in a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cause you could just be so horny that it clouds your vision, you know what I'm saying, for a couple days. But that's good. Think about it like that. Just be careful with girls that Yaya sets you up with in Texas. Cause.
Oh. She's from a different part of Texas. Oh, that is true. Fuck, you're right. I didn't think about that. That was good. Let's cap it up for ourselves right there. You did a great job.
Hey, wow. This is for the OG, OG brown bag day ones. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot she's from a different part of Texas though.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah. That's what's up, fool. Shout out Texas. I love it there.
All right. What's the voice? Okay, this is actually beso. Like, you know how we used to do besitos?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to do besitos. Actually, someone did besitos to us.
Oh, sick.
Okay. Not specifically. They just did kisses to the camera.
Oh.
And I want everyone's take on her, okay? I know you guys are both in a relationship, so I'm sorry.
Martha Stewart?
This is Martha Stewart doing besitos.
Why is she looking like a baddie?
Yeah, I have to say, she's fucking bad.
What happened when you fuck Snoop Dogg?
No, she didn't fuck Snoop Dogg.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, she's on her way to The Voice, and she got her makeup done. But this shit... Six is
so
commenting.
Who taught her that face? Because that's like a modern, like, baddie kissy face.
She has to be, like, in her 60s.
She looks good. Her tits look perking, too. Like,
you looked at her boobs through the big old
mama
sweater?
She fucking hates her daughter. Yeah. I just thought I'd throw it in there.
Who's her daughter?
There's a documentary, and she was just talking about, like, she was such a business woman, she really couldn't, like,
be there for her daughter.
Connect with her, really.
She's like, my daughter, she whatever. Like, she cool. Like, she there.
Like, the fucking girl you gave birth
to?
Yeah,
bro, I swear, they have a weird relationship.
It seems like she was just, like, I guess her personality doesn't lend itself to be so nurturing, which is crazy because her whole brand is about homemaking.
Yeah.
And her daughter didn't really...
And does she regret that? Like, she said on the documentary?
Yeah, I think so. I think she regrets the stuff that she didn't feel like she was as good of a mom as she should have been. But that's she's crazy. Bad. Not
yeah, she looks sexy as fuck right there.
Yeah.
I'll fuck the shit out of her spider webs.
She's like a billion... She's like a billionaire.
Yeah. Go down. Pause.
She's been in prison too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there more of her? She has the Snoop on a stoop.
She must be hella cool as shit.
Yeah, she's got
six followed her
off the thirst trap.
Wow.
She takes great photos on her iPhone, by the way. Where's her daughter there? She posted a fucking Christmas photo with no kids.
Yeah, just a producer and the neighbor.
Her kids are old.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck about her daughter. She wishes Rihanna was her daughter.
Yeah. Okay, so she had this this story on her podcast, right?
Yeah.
I'm not on her podcast. This is a documentary. I'm going to tell you. Mm. So she went to some college. She saw this guy, the dude she ends up marrying, having the kid with. And they're like, he comes from a good family. He's well off. He does his thing. And then so does she. She's 19. They're young. They get married. Then they go on their honeymoon. And then at their honeymoon, she wants to, like, go sightseeing, and he's like, no, I want to stay in. So she goes to, like, this beautiful church, and it was just so beautiful, and like, there was decorations everywhere, and it was so nice and there was a guy there that was looking at her, so she just made out with the guy because of how beautiful the moment was. And she's like, it's not cheating because it was just, like, this energy, like, you just, like, it was church, and it was gorgeous, and the architecture, but that was on her honeymoon.
That's not even all. She said more shit.
But I know that's the thing that happened story, that day. Yeah, this little docuseries is really good. It's
bro,
on Netflix.
She's a OG ho. Yeah. Like,
no.
Yeah.
OG ho.
OG ho.
OG ho.
No, because then she was like, oh, my husband was like a piece of shit. He always cheated on me. He had another
he
woman.
Was a piece of shit.
And then they had, like, her homegirl. They moved into her, like, back house or some shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, her guest house.
A worker. Yeah. Like, it was like a... Someone that would shadow her for what she did. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't even like a home, but I get where you're going.
And then so she had to go away for business, and then ends up that they fuck while she's gone. And then she was like, oh, he was like terrible. He fucked my friend, all this stuff, mm-hmm. right? And then so he's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I left him and all this stuff. And if somebody ever cheats on you, you should leave them. And then the guy asking the questions was like, didn't you also cheat on him? And she's like, yeah, but he never found out about that.
Can't be mad. She's playing.
Yeah, OG Ho.
Bro.
OG Ho.
OG Ho.
Damn. Yeah.
She's a lot, like, more, like, just, like, real than I thought.
I think, like ruthless. Like, she's just, like, and you'll see it.
Yeah. You know what she reminds, like, the way she's explained is, like, she has a persona of this, like, super sweet old lady mm-hmm. that just, like, helps the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like behind the scenes, she's just sucking mad dick.
No, I don't think
that. I don't think she sucks mad dick, but like.
I think she's getting her pussy ate. I don't think she's sucking mad dick.
Somebody that loves getting the pussy ate also loves sucking mad dick. My thing is this, my thing.
Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, none of us really love sucking mad dick.
That's not true.
We love sucking dick. We don't love sucking mad dick. We're not trying to have a fucking cock fest in our mouth, dog.
No. I'm saying, no, when I say mad dick, it's like, what you guys are calling her a hoe.
I mean,
I'm not calling her a hoe.
Vic's calling her
a hoe. I will, because she was cheating on her man.
Yeah, but so she went. So if I were to go to a view right now, hypothetically speaking, I'm in a vibe. I'm in a scenery.
and you
my
just
bitch don't want to go to the, yeah, my, hold on, hear me, yeah. Hear me. My bitch don't want to go with me to the View. I pull up to the View. Mm-hmm. I see a baddie there. Mm-hmm.
She locks eyes with you.
We
and
lock
she's
eyes.
In love. She loves L.A. She loves she's the View, like, too. Oh, my God.
She's fucking wearing a Dodger Abram hat.
Yeah. From Abram. Shout out him.
Yeah.
And, oh, and the Abram.
The Abram. And I pull up and I just.
No, A-frame, stupid.
A-frame. And I mac her down.
Mm-hmm. And you're not cheating, according not to Martha Stewart.
According to Martha Stewart. Mm-hmm.
You have to have a beautiful view.
I'm going
to
just go to Mammoth by myself then.
It almost has to be like spiritual.
Yeah.
Because that's what she was saying.
So, oh my God, what is God doing in my body?
So then.
She started doing
She's doing the Omari.
So then what if when I'm at the club,
yeah,
my favorite song's going on, bottles is popping,
yeah,
and I lock eye with a random bitch.
I think that's different.
Is that cheating? But it's scenery.
No, the architecture was not.
It depends how the architecture, like she said. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how in Vegas, when you look up and it looks like you're like in the clouds? Mm-hmm. That would qualify.
That would qualify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
La Marta would be okay with it.
What if it's like an open spot?
What do you mean an open spot?
What if it's like...
You just see like wood and all that shit? Yeah.
No. What if it's like...
Like just the sky is above you.
Sky is above me.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, it depends on.
Yeah, where? Like, no, it has to sunset. Be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just.
To what? To who?
What's playing?
No, to who?
Random bitch, but my bitch not with me. Mm.
It has to feel spiritual. Yeah. It has to feel like, oh my God, God is here. Oh.
Yeah.
What if something else feels spiritual?
I don't know. That's what just what Martha said.
That's
according to Martha Stewart.
She also
said this. She said, if you want to be happy for a year, get married. If you want to be happy for 10 years, get a dog. If you want to be happy for a lifetime, get a garden. She's random. She's just like this random.
She smokes hella meth.
No, she doesn't. Do not do that.
No.
She's not Metha. She's Martha.
She's not Metha.
She's not Metha.
She's Martha.
Hey, by the way, you know, you guys know we're banned from Treehouse?
Yeah.
What's Treehouse?
You didn't know that?
Oh.
Yeah, we? The club, yes.
Us?
Yes.
I thought
why?
You knew
I've never been there.
Because
they didn't let you in.
Yeah.
On my birthday.
Oh, because we shit on them on the bus?
We shitted them on the bus.
You weren't even there.
They told Major.
Who's
they? The
owner. The lame ass owner.
They told Major.
Martha my cock.
Martha my cock. Scenery my cock.
It's not even a real treehouse, bitch.
Is that even a no trees on site.
You're in Chinatown, stupid.
They told Major, they're like, hey, because Major works with them a lot. And actually, it's
Major
one,
Hype. What's up, Major Hype?
Shout out Major Hype. He's actually like, it's one of Major's.
If we got banned for talking shit about them and now we're bringing Major Hype Snape in, are we not going to make them mad at Major Hype?
No, because they told Major Hype, by the way, we know you hang out with Duno a lot. We just want to let you know that we can't let him in. We saw the part in the clip of we're shitting on the. And I was like,
we made a clip?
Yes.
Yeah. See, sometimes we do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
We think it's funny. We think it's hilarious because it's us.
Yeah.
Your motherfuckers love to twist this shit.
That clip
wasn't
even that bad.
No, there was no way getting it twisted because we definitely talked shit.
We were just fucking
waiting. Wait, what did we say?
You weren't there.
I know.
Can we show her the clip?
It was basically...
you guys said something.
Yes. You guys. I think you left early that day.
Oh. Yeah. I thought because of Angie.
Oh, you literally left over. No, I mean left over. No, you literally left early. No, okay. Remember Vic's day? Remember Vic's birthday? They were tripping on Angie.
Yeah, her still wearing sandals.
So me and Vic went into a conversation about like our favorite clubs in LA.
Oh.
But it wasn't even. We did shit on it actually.
We totally.
All we said was like, okay, get your
then
shit.
I don't mean that one. I mean other places.
No, they were hating on you.
No,
too.
I know. I don't mean that clip. Someone else did that to us.
No,
you
we
said
clipped
no,
it.
We really.
We clipped it. No, but the thing is that they didn't. They also didn't let you in.
It's in the title of the.
Duno and Vic rate LA bars and clubs plus explain why Treehouse is trash. please pull up the spot. Why would you do that, you fucking idiot?
They were fucking mean
to
us.
We couldn't live with that one little treehouse.
Yeah, one little
LA.
Treehouse, but then let the manager of there fucking start managing.
He only owns that and that's it.
What
and
if he
really
starts managing like fucking Equinox and now we're all kicked out of Equinox?
Then he can
my thing is they should have took that clip. My thing is they should have took because of how great and how many things we have planned for
I
next year.
I want to watch what they said, brother.
The clip is on
I feel
our...
like we just told the story about how you couldn't come in and they were being rude to everybody.
No, go to our Instagram. It's one of the best clips that's there.
And this is why we need fucking bookmarks.
Yeah, so...
No, they went in like that whole 30 minutes.
It's a tree.
It's all talking shit about.
Look for it, because Six was not there at the time.
It's way down. That's way down.
But
why do you say it's one of the best clips? Because I wasn't in it, you fucking bitch.
No. I'm saying it did good number-wise.
I already knew that we were banned because there was like this random dude that was telling me that he knows the guy and he was so mad and like that we're not welcome there anymore.
You're
I'm like,
so funny. You guys are hilarious.
But that's funny that he made it a point to tell you.
I was so skinny before.
To tell Major Hype to tell you.
No.
Do you guys ever see photos from like the beginning of this year and be like, damn, I was so skinny? Yes.
Not from the beginning of the pod. I'm like, what happened to me?
I know. Is it us? Did we do this to ourselves?
Yes. He didn't tell Major Hype. Major Hype just told me. I was like, oh, where you at, fool? And he's like, oh, I'm at Treehouse.
How are we going to even know where it's at?
It was 8 months ago. So we probably already went too far.
Click on one. Just click on one.
It said 8 months.
Oh, sworn. It fits right there. Oh. Go up.
No, that's Christmas. That's last year.
Yeah, so we got to go up.
Up.
Yeah. Keep going. It has to be. It has to be one of those after
Lefty?
Right there.
Before Lefty, probably.
Yeah, wait.
Before Lefty.
Right there. Check those. So left.
Check the one where he's looking. That one. No. Wow, she's so cute. I should have kept my black hair.
I love the black hair.
Don't say that, because then I'm just gonna literally go black, dye my hair black right now.
Oh, no.
go up.
Say you're going bald, Vic. Just click on, what's the date on that one? Tell me the date on this one. Click on it. February. So keep more up.
Okay, yeah.
Look at us. February. Look at March. Up.
No, but.
Oh, it was around Mexican OT time. Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
it might be
left. There.
It might be these. Okay, so fuck you.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Hi, Letty.
That one, yeah.
It's literally captioned, fuck treehouse. And do know, of course you're banned.
Fool, they're you, mean
but,
to...
but, but though, all the comments, tell me why they all agreed with us.
Okay.
We're not just shitting on them to shit on them.
Can we play?
Like, they really suck.
Someone just throw out some spots.
Because if I had a great time there, I wouldn't be fucking mad at it.
Exactly. Some of the most fun you'll have.
Right there, like, you definitely dance with the b****s there. What about Las Perlas?
You could go with no plans, no anything. Just walk in and something's going to happen.
And it was like cumbia night. But then that night I f***ed the baddie. Like, that's what it was like. What about Broadway Bar?
Broadway Bar. I was about to ask you about that. I f*** with Broadway Bar. That's another place similar to...
Tu La Cita.
That you can just walk in anytime and something's going to be cracking.
Treehouse.
I don't like Treehouse.
I f***ing hate that piece of
shit. I don't like that place.
Bro, fucking told Peasy that he couldn't wear green jeans.
Why are you guys treating your customers like this?
You know what I'm
saying? Because that makes you never want to go back. Oh, that's all we said.
Not bad. And why was Peasy wearing green jeans?
Because there were like some ice cream jeans. Look at Six. Oh my God.
Treehouse.
Treehouse gay. And remember they hated on Angie for open toe shoes?
Yeah.
Like,
These
are one of my things. It's like, why do you have to be so complicated? Like, and again, maybe the owner's super old school and he had to go through the 90s and the early 2000s where, like, no white tees. And even that I get, right? Like, I get all those things. But, bro, like, we're just trying to here to have a good time.
Yeah.
Your venue's dope. It's just your management sucks.
True.
Yeah.
It's like the Cowboys.
It doesn't feel welcoming.
It has good tradition behind it. They just fucking management sucks dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe one day someone went in there with some green jeans and like
open-toed sandals.
And then just fuck some shit up. So then they told security, hey, no more fucking green jeans. No more fucking sandals.
Should we give Treehouse a chance if they were willing to give
them? They're not giving you a chance. No, they're over you.
Nah, because it's like, let's be real. What place in LA even has a fucking... A
treehouse?
No, not that. Like, has even a dress code like that these days. Like, LA is like, we don't have dress codes like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's true. Just like, especially if you're popping, like, how are you going to leave Letty outside? Yeah. How are you going to leave Letty's best friend outside?
By the way, yes. I'm just not going to leave Angie out.
And that's what makes, and my thing is like, and even then, right? Even if they didn't know who we were, because I don't even move like that. I wait in line. I don't give a fuck. I'm not tripping like that.
Lies.
That's not true. That's.
Victor, tell him the truth.
You're not waiting. I'm not waiting. Let's be real. No. Let's keep it.
And don't be like, I'm a humble king. I will stay outside with the people. You're fucking lying. You're going to be like, oh, I shouldn't have to wait like
bro,
this.
Bro, we didn't get into fucking Sadie Hawkins for like an hour and then we just left. Like,
I was ready to leave. Yeah. I was.
Say no, do no.
He didn't say that, but.
No, I'm super.
The grunts.
Yes.
Told I was like, oh, bro, let's just go. I could go home and play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But this is my thing. Yeah, like, I'm not going to leave my homie outside either.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so I guess we have an op.
Yeah, it's okay.
We've made some ops this year.
Yes.
Is there any op you want to say sorry to? There's an op that I personally want to say sorry to, but I feel like you guys are not going to want to say sorry to that op.
Who?
The, what is it?
Because you can
see,
have
see,
that.
That's you.
Wow. Okay, give us one.
Wow.
Because I saw them defend us. It was a back in the day defending of us, but I'm like, oh, at one point they were fans of
us. Yeah.
What did they defend us about?
They defended us and they were like, bro, you should want, like this is actually a really dope thing. Like, don't be hating on Latinos coming up, and they've worked really hard and they've earned it.
And like, then a month later they said, ah, fucking let these Vicks a fault, bitch. And yeah. Because
okay, but I saw that particular comment and I was like, oh shit, like they were fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I didn't really know about them until like, or at least till they were being idiots.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was just me. That's just
what I thought. But Stan was a fan of Eminem.
True.
Originally. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you don't get that acknowledgement when you
then
want it,
you get mad.
That's when you turn sour grapes and that's whack. It's like, bro, like I'm not waking up every day like thinking of you guys, and it shouldn't be vice versa. Like, we should all just be running our own program. And when you reach that point to where it's like you're undeniable, like, bro, open arms. Like, we've never been haters, none of us here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like for some shit to all of a sudden you just turn and be like, well, I'm not getting attention this way, so I'm gonna do it this way. Like, that's whack to me. You know what I'm saying? I personally never stooped down to those levels. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I just hate when people want attention and they'll get it by any means necessary.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you're just, to me, you just disqualify from being like a righteous, like cool person to me. You know what I'm saying? To me, I'm just like, it's attention whore. They just want views.
Yeah. Cause I think, and then I think like people can have their own opinions about anybody. They can like whoever they like. I think when it comes to podcasting, music, comedy, anything, TV shows, movies, it's selective. But yeah, like I think even like, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so that's just who I put in.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Is there an op that you want to un-op?
I don't know. I don't know if I...
Or they can all just be ops?
Who do you think I should not have as an op?
Well, I gave you guys mine.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You
I know,
guys
I can...
said no to that one, so, like, let's...
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Vic, go first so I can think about mine.
I just want to know if we're keeping the same ops in 2025.
I mean, I feel like... Not that they were ever an op, but like a rivalry with La Platica. It felt like kind of it. And since meeting them, I'm like, these guys are cool guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I got love for them.
Yeah, they're dope.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad we were able to meet and just be like, all right, cool. Like you guys are dope.
Yeah.
You guys do what you do, we do what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like mutual respect and love and that crossover. Our fans were really like hyped
to
see it.
But there's nothing wrong with a rivalry.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I think that was dope.
When I see, like, this is, like, Spotify rap just came out, and it's, like, I love seeing both of us at the top, but I'd be lying if I didn't say I wanted Brownback to be number one.
Yeah, facts.
You know what 100%. I'm saying? Like, it just is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But, like, they
very
have
well
their fans, we have ours, and it's, like, it's dope, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad we met them this year, because going into 2025, I don't have that energy for them.
Yeah, and also they're, like, way better and bigger than us, and...
I mean,
they're literally
killing
it. They're killing it, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
And both of them are more beautiful than us. Like, we got to do better as a staff record label and as a motherfucking crew. These motherfuckers. Do you see fucking Sebas dressed like a hoop girl?
Yeah.
He was way more hot than all of us mixed together.
Very committed. Yeah. I need a skin routine. You guys have a skin routine I could borrow?
Let them have one.
I might. I got you. But you have a great skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Not like La Platica.
Yeah, you not like that. You're right.
Fuck, and you know what? They do great at that, but I've been looking at this for like, fool, you waking up and biking 100 miles? Like, you can have that shit.
No, it's health. It's health.
Health is wealth.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, look.
I'm going vegan.
I'm actually down to go vegan, too. I'm actually down. I was watching videos of
like
cows playing, like cows having like a relationship with people and like jumping in water and like all of them. I'm like, fuck, I can't eat that.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you watch them fuck?
No.
Oh, okay. But see, this was because.
No, but do you see?
I'm reading this.
But I was like, oh shit, because they were standing up against for us against an op.
Yeah, no, no.
Op.
So,
pass it to my brother over there.
So
pass it to my brother over there.
I've already seen that because we were cool
but
at a point.
But He did that because he thought, he did that for him. He didn't do that for, he did that because he also hates that fool.
Yeah.
So it wasn't.
No,
like,
you know what? He was really on my side heavy, yeah. like at that time. And then he switched, started talking shit about him. And that's when me and him had a disagreement. We've never been cool. And then they started talking more shit.
I was not aware.
Yeah, because me and him were cool at a point.
Because it was 5'6" shit.
Yeah, and I think I had even talked about going on their pod one day. It didn't work out, like, in the meantime. And then that's when you, like, sour grapes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out Sour Milk, by the way.
Yeah.
Jose's pissed. He's like, how the fuck am I going to get through this?
No, I got to
people we're talking about. Haven't said much.
I think when it comes to ops, I've...
Juan Soto? Is Juan Soto an op still? Or
nah, I don't give a fuck about that fuck.
Yeah, I didn't even want the Dodgers to get him, to be honest.
I don't think you're worth $765 million, but
nah, yeah, I deadass was like, I hope we don't get him, cause I just feel like it's too much.
But I swear to God, I feel different. I feel like you've literally said we're gonna get him.
It would have been cool to get him.
It would have been cool to tell everybody else like to get him because everybody else wanted him.
Yeah.
Not because I wanted him. No,
but I'm not mad. I like, dude. I love. Barstool Sports, that's like my favorite thing to watch, uh-huh. like on TikTok, and even CBS News, like CBS Sports, like all sports shit. Mm-hmm. And I love the reaction of every ass Yankee fan.
Oh,
and
bro.
They're all just like, you motherfucker.
Oh, I got
you. Piece of shit. They're just
guys. Would I feel got the same if that happened to us.
100%.
We would feel the same.
I got 100%.
But guess what?
Fucking,
it didn't happen to us. So that's why it's amazing.
Are we ready to put the Astros not on our op list anymore?
You know what?
Yeah.
I stopped caring about that because a lot of the players left. And, man, like, I've never been to Houston, but I have a lot of love for the city, the culture, and stuff like that.
By the way, I went on Yaya's pod, and she bigged up the super big. So, shout out Yaya.
Shout out Yaya.
She talked about how loves Brown Bag and loves you, loves Vic, baby. And that the reason that she started her shit and, like, interviewing artists and stuff like that was one of the main reasons was because she's inspired by Brown Bag. So.
No way.
I'm going to give her a shout out.
That's hard.
Yeah, I'm over that shit. You know what? I was a little boy when that happened, and you broke my heart.
That's
a little
good.
Boy.
At least we're going into 2025 without an op. See, do an inventory of your ops.
So I can wear Astros hats now?
I'm okay with it.
All right. It's cool.
Wow, big. That's crazy.
But you're talking
to some hard ass ones.
But
I've been eyeing them. Yeah. Like,
I wore.
It's like
we
won a World Series. We won.
Yeah, we
two
already got
since.
Our get back.
Yeah.
We got two.
Yeah. I wore an LA hat. Just but a part of me.
Let's
did.
Put it in the chat.
Actually,
can Vic now?
Let me know if I could wear.
Yeah.
Astro hats.
Add a little music thing right here for 5 seconds. Comment down below if Vic wearing Astro hat.
Hey.
I sent a thing to the chat of a super angry Yankee fan. It's like 45 uh-huh. seconds. It's super
intense. Is it the dude from For the Longest Yard?
No, not that guy.
Dude,
that guy's annoying.
Rat, hey, Letty.
He's annoying.
He's like, Juan Soto, you bitch.
No, this is a real New Yorker that I don't even think he has a platform. He was just fucking angry. look it.
And you know what's crazy? That people would have never thought he would go cross right
to the Mets.
Look at this shit. I
could
imagine his anger.
Look, he just looks like a fucking Yankee fan. This motherfucker.
This is your new home right here. Shut the fuck up and don't fucking complain. Look at this shithole. Look at this fucking shithole. Right across the street. Look at this fucking dump. Road fucking closed. You chose this piece of shit to be your home for the next 15 fucking years because you're a money hungry fucking bitch. Fuck you. Fuck you. Every Yankee fan should burn your fucking jersey. Fuck you, Juan Soto. Suck my fucking dick. Fuck you too, Scott Boras. Suck my fucking dick. Yo, Juan Soto, listen.
It's so mad. I love that type of passion at a baseball fan.
And then it's like, look at this fucking dump.
And then he made another video right after. Don't get fucking mad when somebody breaks into your fucking car right outside the stadium. Hilarious.
Mets fans are going to take care of him.
Oh, no. Mets fans are...
They cream themselves. Yeah. Shout out
you know
Murder.
What it is? It's like we've always been little brother. We've always been little brother. Nobody. We can never get over the Yankees. Might be next to the Dodgers the most monumental team probably in sports history, not just baseball. Mm-hmm. It has one of the biggest names, bro.
Yeah.
And the fact that a motherfucker, a great, a future legend, decided to say, you know what, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
With.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go across town. He could have gone anywhere and they would have not been as mad.
Yeah.
He would have came to LA and they would have been like, fuck, you're not even in our division.
Yeah, yeah.
But he decided to say, I'm just gonna cross the bridge.
And the fucked up part too is that the Yankees offered him the same money damn near. I think it was 15 million less.
It wasn't too much
like,
more.
Like at that point, it's you know like, what the fuck is 15 mil?
You know what it is? It's not about the money. He's not the star there.
It's that. Wow. He's trying to blame it on supposedly his parents got treated poorly.
That's what I was at Yankee Stadium.
But by who?
Yankee people. I mean, just imagine his like if you're was outside was somewhere, out like something, yeah. You just feel a type
kicking
of way.
Out Juan Soto's family from your his
something happened.
That's wild. Yeah.
That's what he's blaming it on. But also, he wasn't the star, the main star.
He was one of three. Aaron Judge.
Yeah, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton and him. You know what I'm saying?
And then Cole.
They have Rizzo, others, but those like are the three biggest.
But Aaron Judge, I think
Aaron Judge is the captain matter what. So I mean. What people were saying, like baseball people were saying, like Juan Soto has the opportunity to be the most recognized Mets player ever. And it's like, you'll never, no matter what you do, you'll never be the biggest Yankee ever.
I wonder if Pete Alonso is going to resign with them just because now they have Juan Soto.
Probably.
Damn, Lindor. That's a crazy lineup.
They played us decent. You know, obviously we whooped their fucking ass, Mets. Don't forget it. But you know what I'm saying? Now they're going to be tougher.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited for baseball. Baseball's been the talk to the town for lately.
It's back in March. It seems like it's far away, but it's really not.
Yeah, no. Let's go.
You motherfucking dump. Look at this fucking dump.
Okay.
That's Treehouse right there. Look at this fucking dump right over there.
Because I want to show you guys the dude from I want to show you guys the dude from The Longest Yard, and his shit is the most.
Oh yeah, I seen that one.
Comedy.
Well, he had a couple. One, he was so angry, and then the other one, he calmed down a little bit.
He's like,
so for Soto, so it said that apparently a Yankee security guard booted Soto's mom and dad from an area in the stadium in April or May. Then there were some negative feelings about that. Then the same guy threw out Soto's driver and chef later in the year, and they had to wait out in the rain. So then when he was trying to, like, they were doing contract negotiations or whatever, I guess he wanted a suite for his family, and Yankees were like, no, we're not going to do that. But the Mets were like, we will give your family a suite.
We'll give you everything. Yeah.
And so.
Wow. So it came down to the little details? Mm-hmm. Damn. If I was Brian Cashman, he's like the president of the team, I would fire that fucking guy that kicked out the family so fast.
Yeah.
Like, you're ruining, like, big relationships, you know what I'm saying? Like making them feel unwelcome and shit like that.
And that'll do a lot to you.
Yeah.
You know, how you treat someone's family. Imagine we have a live show, your family gets kicked out. You're like, wait, what? Like, you don't do that to my family.
My dad still talks about he was mistreated at one of the venues before. And he's like, is that lady going to be there? And I'm just like, I don't know, Dad. You know, like, you know, but like, I mean.
It happens. I mean, I feel
it's,
it. I feel
it's
it.
Obviously, they didn't know, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, yeah, you know.
It sticks with you.
Yeah.
I sent a link right now. This shit was funny. Look at this shit.
What is it? Is it your sauna?
No. We'll talk about it. Look,
he's so
Juan Soto, I got two words for you. Fuck you. That's right. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on. And the cavalry behind you. That's right, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm taking it personal. We gave you our love. We gave you our fucking heart and soul. It wasn't enough. You turned your cap around into the World Series. I saw that fucking move. 700 million, 730. Yeah, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Guaranteed years, it wasn't enough. You don't even choose the Dodgers. You don't even choose the Dodgers. You go off Broadway to the Mets. You don't want to be on Broadway. And you don't want to be Judge's guy. You don't want to be Judge's partner. Oh, that's right, Judge. Now it's your team. That's it. Let's stick it up his fucking ass. That's right. Let's go out. Let's get burnt. Break it. Let's fucking take Oscar. I don't give a fuck. Now we're not fucking around. Take those fucking grungy, whatever those fucking, those stupid Mets.
He's so mad. He can't even talk. You know, okay. The Yankee fans aren't used to losing players like this. They're used to giving whatever they want.
Fucking ass!
And them getting the player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to lose out to the Mets is like...
Soto helped out more than Judge did in the playoffs. No, or like... And, was, and the World Judge Series. Kind of like the Judge last was game, maybe. Yeah. But not really, right?
Juan Soto was like...
He helped them tremendously.
He was consistent.
He was way more consistent than Judge. They damn near... We shut that fight. He played.
And this guy mentioned Teoscar. Because as Dodger fans, shouldn't we be tripping now? Like, what the fuck is going to happen there? Because we only were thinking like nothing's gonna happen with this Teoscar because we're gonna get Soto, but now we don't have Soto. What if we don't get Teoscar back?
So that's, I feel like likely that's what's gonna happen, and it fucking sucks that we're not gonna get Teoscar back. Unfortunately, that's just my prediction. I don't know anything.
He didn't.
It's not official. He's not signed with anybody yet.
We have him. We have him like on that whole thing where
no, we don't.
No. He's an unrestricted free agent. But Z, the thing
can you look that up?
Pissed me off is that they were going after Soto for what? Like, we didn't need him. He's overkill. Yeah. Because Teoscar can give you the same productivity.
And
he's inside the locker room. He was a vibe. He was great friends with Shohei. So it's like you kind of salty that relationship. You know what I'm saying? And so now it's just like, bro, like you're at risk of like, because now the Yankees are super thirsty to replace Soto, right?
Yeah.
Other teams are. The Red Sox as well, they want... They're going to pay him way more than they initially were.
Is he not? Okay. Oh, the one we signed is Edman.
We signed Edman. Yeah. Yep. But we need his
Edman
bat
and then the MAGA fool.
Trinan. Blake Trinan. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Blake Trinan.
Self-proclaimed. He. Someone said, like, of course he resigned. He was not going to miss a trip to the White House.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah. I think there's like this thing that. In baseball, I think in other sports too. The homie Jerry Garcia was telling me. He was telling me that there's like this thing where like we have him on hold. Not that he's ours, but we have to be allowed to be
we
the first
team
to
offer. We don't have him, bro. We don't.
No, because he was only on our team for one season. He had a 1 year contract. I know what you're talking about. Sometimes like,
what's that shit called? There's a name.
It's
for
called.
It.
This is in basketball though. That what you're talking about is Bird's rights.
More like than Larry Bird.
Yeah, literally, it's after Larry Bird. And then there's like when you sign a contract in baseball, they go through a thing called arbitration that they can potentially like if they outperform their contract, they can get paid more without being a free agent, renegotiate. But no, Teoscar he's going to be
it's up in the air.
You know, he might be gone.
Fucking
hopefully
shit.
Not, bro.
Yeah,
because
then who
as
do
much
we
as,
have in that
we just signed a guy, Michael Conforto. Mm-hmm. He played for the Giants and he's decent. But he's not the answer. Like he's a good outfielder, but he's not the Oscar level.
We damn near took, and
he's
we're
kind
expecting
of insurance. Like in case we don't get nobody else, at least we got
that's
him.
And we're expecting Pajes to step up. He was a rookie, and he's like
true.
One thing we are known for doing is building players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like the dude we got from the White Sox. His name's going blank right now.
The reliever.
The pitcher.
Yeah.
The one that he was damn near the worst pitcher in baseball, and then he came to the Dodgers and became a dog.
Yeah, really fucking good. My cousin is gonna fucking kill me for not remembering because that was his favorite
player.
Oh,
tell me.
What's his name?
I forgot his name.
Just tell me about him. Talk to him.
Oh, he was a White Sox player. He was a reliever. Okay. He had
ponytail.
Yeah, he had a ponytail, blonde.
Blonde ponytail.
He was damn near our closer. He was killing it in the
This past season.
Michael Kopech.
He was damn near the worst pitcher in baseball. And then came to the Dodgers and became a dog.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Look, I want competitiveness all around, but I feel like we should sign Teoscar. I'm glad Edmund's back because we got another gold mine there. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, Shohei's pitching next year.
And our pitching is so crazy next year. And we might also still get the other Japanese pitcher, Roki.
Yeah.
So that's going to be...
And we got Blake Snell.
Yeah, we got Blake Snell. So, like, our pitching staff is... Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Creaming. But we need a huevo and pass it on them for the elbows.
I know.
So they don't get Tommy Johnson.
Yeah,
they need it. We might lose
Bueller. More than likely, we're going to lose Bueller.
Walker? Yeah. Bueller.
Unfortunately. And I think, for sure. Not for sure, but pretty
sure. It's like 80.
Yeah, because other teams want him really bad, and we haven't signed him yet. So we have our eyes on other players.
Okay, I want you guys to tell me if Duno is too much or if he's just right. Duno, tell me about your apartment, Duno. Just tell me about, like, what do you have in your apartment?
Very small apartment.
It's a one-bedroom?
So one-bedroom, a bath, and a bathroom, obviously.
Okay, how many? Look, give me square footage, brother.
I'm not too sure. It's pretty big.
How many of you fit in there? How many Dunos fit in there?
I would say it's probably like 700 square feet because it reminds me of my other apartment. Mm-hmm. And it's like around how much it was.
I think my room might be bigger than yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But your living room for
Vic's
sure was
room?
Bigger.
That's cute.
For his other house.
Yeah.
You know what though? My apartment is pretty big. It's not bad actually. It's not bad.
It's not small. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good size for just me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For just you.
Yeah.
Like, if there was two of you, it'd be too much.
Nah. Like, are we talking
if there
without
was three
any
of you,
furniture?
It'd be too much.
For sure.
Okay. So it's a two Duno capacity house.
Yes.
Duno has
and kickback capacity, about 20 of us fit in there.
Wow.
Yeah, kickback capacity is pretty good. I've had about 20 motherfuckers in that motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah.
Duno has put in something new at his apartment.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I got a sauna for my house off TikTok shop. People are laughing, but I'm seeing progress, baby.
Tell me about... Like oh, good. Play.
A lot of, like, luxury stuff, because that's just not who I am. But what I do is buy a lot of stupid, useful shit. And you guys... I bought a portable sauna for my house, and I live in an apartment. Let me show you guys my apartment. Look. But let me know. I'm in a sauna. Foolish. Yep. My skin gonna be glowing, bitch. Every day after I eat, I'm in this bitch for about 5-10 minutes. That shit is putting in work right now. Anyway, fool. I bought a portable sauna. Fool, I gotta get off TikTok.
Oh my God. Can you please Google portable sauna so that we could see what Duno got?
Look up TikTok shop portable sauna.
So, Leti, I was telling you earlier that he FaceTimed us when he got it. He was so excited. You should have seen that. I wish you would have seen the excitement in his voice and face.
I wish I would have seen it too.
And then I answered and he's like, oh, look at me. I'm
Does
stupid.
Does it look
fool.
Like any of those?
Yes, it's literally that one. The one you had first. Yeah, technically, like similar to those. Yes.
Oh. And so he opens the door so he can watch TV.
Yes.
Duno.
Yes.
You're going to get mold, brother.
Like, how? No.
Because I'm just check the ceiling above that area like in 2 months.
Okay.
If there's black spots, you're
you have
get
to leave
mold,
the door
brother.
Open? Probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you have to like air that out somehow. It's a fucking sauna.
No. So every time I'm done, I air it out. And every week I clean the inside of it.
Okay.
And then I found this thing where I could buy different metals in case it ever gets like too much and stuff like that. So I have like all that prepared. Cause you're like a mom. My mom told me the exact same thing.
Yeah.
My mom's a fucking hater.
Not a hater.
She always wants to talk about fucking physics and shit.
And yesterday I went to go buy this thing. So I put it in the water when it does a thing and it's to help my breathing. It's like kind of like
Vapuru, yeah.
A little liquid.
Like eucalyptus.
Yeah.
And then
it helps me breathe more. And then I get a lot of mocos during this time of weather. So it's been good.
That's good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. Well, do you like this new addition to your house?
Yes.
It makes me want to get one.
Do you have it just out in the open like that? You can't store it, right?
No, because then I'll have to take it down, bring
so
it down
So you just
again.
Leave it there?
I just leave it there.
Yeah,
it's right when you walk
old.
In.
No.
It is.
It's right when you walk in.
Do you want to go in the house or do you want to go in the sauna? You choose.
I've been in there naked. It feels amazing.
I would hope you're not in there with clothes on. That would be very odd.
I thought about buying like the suits that make you sweat.
Oh, a sweatsuit.
That'd be double sauna.
Okay. Wow. So you do the sauna and then you go into your shower?
Yeah, cool.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's good. It feels good in there.
Got it.
Hopefully it lasts me more than 2 months.
I hope it goes well for you.
It's very dope.
Okay, let's do cooler culo, you guys.
Okay.
Jose, put this in the chat. Santa Fe Springs, new sign at their swap meet.
Hey, 562.
What's their new sign?
Before and after. This is the before. This is all something we all know, right?
Yes.
You've seen this?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Oh. I like it.
Yeah. Did Ugly Primo do it?
That's what it looks like.
It looks like a flyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Wait, go back to the old one?
Yeah. That one just feels like a sign.
I missed
like,
that
feels
already.
Like a sign.
Yeah, it is.
The other one feels like a flyer.
I instantly missed the other one.
You see what I'm saying?
There's too much
like,
going
who's
on
who's
the bottom.
Performing at the second one? The first one is like, that's the swamp meet. Boom. But you know what? Someone probably hated on it.
It's nostalgic.
Yeah.
It is.
Come for the bargain, stay for the fun. Santa Fe Spring Swap Meet. The only one that really matters is Jose's opinion. Culo,
yes.
Culo. Culo.
Wow.
Culo.
I like it.
I know you like it.
I missed the other one.
Right? I don't like you. The only thing I don't like is the new saying.
You like it just because you don't like tradition.
I wonder why they don't like wrap the whole thing. Like, it's just that little thing. It looks kind of odd.
I see what you're saying. Why not make it? Why not make it
the
like
whole, the full thing all the way to, down to the bottom? That'd be cool. You know.
I like it.
All right.
What do the comments say though?
Chinga tu madre. That's what they say. They're saying this shit fucking sucks. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Family phone shopping.
Keep the old, more original. It's just we don't like change. We don't like change. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
And then what's your name? Okay, no. I want to go up. Brown Pride. Right there. So Mexico's creating a theme park, you guys. It's a luxury theme park that's supposed to drop in 2026. Look at this shit. It's $1.3 billion to set to like that they're gonna make it happen. But these are just like the mock images of what it's going to look like.
Where
this shit looks fucking
fuck?
Insane in fucking Mexico, bro.
Oh, that's hard.
Yes.
I want to go.
Dog, what is this? Is what?
This shit looks hard.
Man, I want to go.
But are they going to make it affordable?
2026. Probably not. It's called, yeah, it's going to be luxury. It's called Vidanta's World.
Oh. Who's Vidanta?
23 attractions, Latin America's first double launch coaster. What the fuck is a double launch coaster?
What?
And even a Cirque du Soleil dinner show to Nueva Vallarta. Vallarta.
It's going
to
be full of narcos?
150 acres of extravagance. Maybe let's Google Vidanta World. That's what it's.
Look up Vidanta and then look up the double roller coaster shit.
Vidanta World. Vidanta World.
You don't want to cut nobody in line there.
En Nuevo Vallarta.
Oh.
Oh, that shit looks so sick.
Kingdom of the Sun.
That's going to be a destination.
Is it
going to
be
right
some
there?
Aztec historical shit,
yeah.
bro?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Okay, now look the up the double roller coaster shit that they said in the thing. This shit does look hard, though. Super, yeah. like, mm-hmm. now more vibes.
Yeah.
Yep. You ever yep, think, I was going to say exactly yes. that.
You ever think when, like...
oh, they're going to have one of these rides.
But the double
what
one.
The double one.
It would be the first one. So then there's really no even telling what it is. A double launch roller coaster is a roller coaster that propels riders to high speeds twice, once at the beginning of the ride and again partway. Oh, it like kicks off and yeah. then goes and then kicks off again.
Sick.
That's sick ass.
Damn, it's going to be so expensive. Yeah. Where are they doing it in Mexico, Leti?
It says Vallarta, so I'm assuming
Nuevo
Puerto Vallarta. It says
Puerto
Nuevo Vallarta. Vallarta. I don't know. I don't know my air geography in America
Mexico, yeah.
or in Mexico.
Yeah.
It just says Nuevo Vallarta.
That shit does look hella player, though.
That shit looks so tight.
I'm telling you, it gives me like Namor vibes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I get it. It's by the water mix. I'm telling you, Namor vibes.
But
that's
what
fucking
part,
sick.
But what part of Mexico?
Like, I think Nuevo
Coast. Beach Nuevo.
Oh, just north of Puerto Vallarta. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. That's close then.
Nuevo Vallarta. Tight.
That's fucking
look at the
sick.
Weather right now. 82, 81, 83 in December.
Yeah.
Let's go. Now I guess it go. Already exists, but they're going to make it big. Like, these are photos of clearly something that's there already.
Yeah.
Or they might upgrade, just make it super modern.
Yeah, if it's been the billions of dollars.
Yeah, shit. 1.3 billion.
Are we going? Brown Pride?
Yes, oh, hell yeah. I'm sick. I wonder how expensive it
look
is.
Look at
though.
That.
It what? Has to. It's in Mexico, so it has to be somewhat affordable still to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ooh. That is true. I like that.
All right.
I'll fuck with it. Shout out to the people of Namor.
Yes.
2026 travel plan.
Hey, we have to tell you, next weekend, the 20th, where are we going to be, Duno?
At the Covina Lab Pack 3 hey. Presenting and hosting our Woo! Own comedy show.
Yeah. By the time you see this, we're probably going to be sold out. So, I don't know. Just
to be honest.
Shout out to everybody
yeah.
that got tickets.
Yeah, because we're already sold out at the second show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, thank you guys for that. There might be a couple tickets left for the first show. Mm-hmm. So, we have a 7:30 show and a 9:30 show. Yeah. So, make sure you pop out, come out. We have a lot of special guests, a lot of our mm-hmm. personal friends in the comedy world.
Yeah, we were like putting together a lineup, and I'm super excited.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. Thank you to everybody that's already got your tickets. It's going to be at the Covina Laugh Factory, the Covina Theater. December 20th.
And that whole little strip, Citrus, is super nice.
Mm-hmm.
They have like an all-out across the street, and then they have this bar that plays like old school rock music.
Fire.
So you can come after our show, you can go have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
You might see one of us there, a couple of us there, just having a good time.
You never know.
Living life, baby.
That's right.
Let's go.
And we're going to have merch. So we have a lot of merch.
Yes.
That we're going to get
rid
of. If
you wanted brown bag merch, we got
for the Lowskis, we will have it there for you, baby.
A lot of stuff. You can gift it to, you know, to your friends and family.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then pretty soon, in a couple of days, we'll also have another announcement.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you so guys have shout-outs? We stopped doing shout-outs, and I feel like people always hit us up that they watch.
My shout-out would be, shout-out Houston. And shout-out all the fans of Brownback fans that I met at the Houston show. Because they were in love with us.
Fire.
They were super happy for us. They were excited. They said they had a great time.
That's fire.
I've never thought I was, like, I know, like, when you guys are walking and someone approaches you a certain way, you feel like I got ran up on.
Yes.
Do you know, like, if I'm walking and someone runs up on you, but you feel like, oh, shit, I'm about to fight?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do they usually come from? Like, what makes you feel like you got ran up on? This is a real question. Like, if you're walking and you tell me that you just got ran up on, but, like, on some hood shit, what are you telling me happened to you?
Like, someone approached me aggressively?
Mm-hmm. Like if I was talking to you?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Like let's say I'm walking on your block. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically speaking, and some fool bangs on me, I'll probably tell you, like, hey, some fool just banged on
me. Okay, but if someone banged on you, how did they bang on you? From across the street? Or, like, what does it feel like when like, you know how Vic said someone approached me aggressively?
Yeah. Not just, there's different ways of banging on people.
So we're like, but I'm saying, like, ran up on. Like, I'm not saying where you're from, but it might have been where you're from.
Yeah. Some fools could be hella. Yeah, I think aggressively, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what? From the front, from the back, from the side?
Both, either, all of them. Yeah. They're all aggressive, just one you can't see.
So yeah. I'm walking at the mall, my mall, and I feel someone here, and they just run up on me. Hey, Letty! Like that.
What?
Yeah.
Like that, bro, like that. And I was like, and I'm not a guy, but I thought I had to get ready, like, fight stance, like the way that he ran up on me.
Yeah.
And it was a fan. It was a Brownback fan.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, bro, I almost socked you and I don't fight. Like, just the way that he came up on me, my body felt like you're being ran up on right now.
Like, you got hot. Like,
I got hot. Yeah. Like,
that
fuck, it's time.
That's on you.
Yeah, it, like, didn't say anything, so he was right here, like, almost like if I'm going to surprise somebody, like, what's up now? But, like, that's what it felt like. And so it was this guy, Josh, from Boyle Heights. Please, don't fucking do that shit, dog. And he literally did that, and I was like, and he's like, no, I just, fuck, this is so crazy. Like, I love you guys. I listen to the pod. I'm just a big fan. I was like, cool, bro. He's like, you mind if I take a picture? There was a lady, like, cleaning. So he has a lady take a photo, and I was like, good, nice meeting you, Josh. And we leave. I walk again, and I'm just, like, tripping on myself. Bro, again, what I have to tell you, though, like, oh, are you hungry? Then I was like, bro, you did that twice. Like, the same type of running up on? That's scary.
Yeah, there needs to be a class on, like, how to just approach people
in
general.
How to approach someone.
Just anybody. It doesn't have to be celebrities. It's like, if you see your neighbor out in public, like, don't creep up on them. You know what I'm saying?
The creep up is crazy. And I almost, because he was like, are you hungry? You want something to eat? I got you. Like, I know, I'm just, it's you. And I was just tripping. And I feel like I need to do better at watching my peripheral.
Yeah.
Because the way that this fool came up, I'm like, you are, like, a certified, like, whatever the fuck you are. Like
it's a trip.
You, like, ran up on people.
When I feel like people recognize me personally.
Shout out you, Josh, by the way.
It's all, but I know. We know it's good intentions, but yeah. When I see people that they look at me, like, for an extended kind of amount of time, so I look back at them, and then they don't usually give, like, bad energy.
Right.
So then I'm just like, okay, he might have recognized me, but, like, I don't know this person, so I won't say anything. You know what I'm saying? Then sometimes they'll be like, oh, what's up, Vic?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're not going to bug them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, you recognize me, bro? You know who I am, right?
Yeah, you're not going to outright say it.
Yeah, I've got in that situation, too, and it's always weird because, like, a lot of our fam might be, like, some gangbanging-ass fools.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you want to say hi, fool? You can, you know?
Do you know what this disarming-ass voice?
Yeah.
Like, what's up, my boy? Hey, bro. Like, no, like, yesterday, it's funny, nobody ran up like that, but I was eating at Buffalo Wild Wings with all the homies, and we're waiting outside for the rest of the homies, and the guy walks out and was like, man, what's up with these weird-ass fools, do you know? But for the homie Bugum and the homie Sneaky Thought, he was talking about our other homies.
Yeah, calling them weird.
So, yeah, but then I was like, oh, shit, who are you talking about, my boy? And he's like, the fucking workers! And I was like, oh, thank God, we have to pack this fool out. But he was super cool, you know, but it just, he was like, so these weird ass fools do know? And I was like,
what?
I was like, who are you talking about? and then he said that the workers were tripping on him. They're like, he's like, I don't want to fucking steal no wings. I don't need this nasty shit. And I was like, I do, you know?
Yeah. But
it does happen. It just and you know what though? I can't blame nobody.
No, you can't. Yeah, that's like, that guy, the way Josh, they are, yeah.
Superman, no harm. He's going waste on the, and he's probably like, damn, I should offer him some food. Food is the way I say.
Yeah, like, yes. And I think he couldn't. Yeah. He couldn't like it. He could. That's how he is.
Yeah.
But literally, that's a running up on someone. Yeah, and I'm not fucking a fighter. But you're right. Like I got hot. Like I got like wait.
That thing was like.
I was like, bro.
I'll fucking kick you with my Uggs right now. I feel that though. It does happen. I've gotten one time at the movie theaters, I was like walking. Some girl was like, dude, no. And I was like, ah. I tapped like a little bit on my fries. She's like, I love you. And I was like, I love you. She's like, all right, bye. I'm watching a movie. She was like trying to make it back to her movie, but she was behind me. She was coming from the bathroom, and I was like,
those surprise what's ups are wild.
She, and then she scared me like in a lonely like movie theater. I was like, I was like a city walk, like on a random Wednesday, like watching.
You thought
like,
you were being low key.
And she's like, no. She was like, I love you. I'm watching this movie. If I see you, that's the picture. I was like, yeah. She's like, but she's like doing all this, like, we're seeing a picture. She's like running, and she's like, if I don't, I love you still. And
aww, then just,
but that's just scared the fuck out of me. Like, I dropped half my popcorn.
It just shows us about ourselves. Like, I just told me, like, bitch, you gotta fucking be more aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, I was super chilling. I had a big ass fucking Coke and a big ass box of. I had extra jalapeno, so I was like holding it with like my face, like this. I was just trying to make it to the movie.
Yeah.
And she scared the fuck out of me. She's fool. What? Don't worry,
you got a sauna now. It'll all get rid of all that. But I say all of that to say the shout outs. We need more.
Yes. Shout out. Like I said.
We haven't done it in a while. Josh, you scared me into doing more shout outs, bro. Yeah. So if you see us, say what's up.
Say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. DM us. I got a cool DM the other day. Yeah, it was like it's a mix of like us and the morning show, but hold on.
One day,
bro, this is the second time you brought up Power 106, and you know in our contract, Duno says we can't talk about
that. I know.
That's the third time we're bringing it. Maybe in 2025, that's not the op?
No, just listen. This is a really good shout out. It's a really good shout out. Okay. Hey, Vic, I just want to say thank you, bro. You let the Maximo, Angie, Greg, Duno all make my day. I genuinely hope the most best for y'all. If my mama was still here, she would have loved the pod and the radio. And then a strong arm emoji. Y'all really deserve it all, and all the success y'all have, and even more.
Greg?
That's awesome.
Okay. That's his op for 2025.
No, he's getting rid of him.
No, all right, real quick, before we leave, just real quick, just press the DTLA prison break. Because
everyone's yawning, by the way.
Yes. But this was a really good part. I fuck with this part. Look at this. These fools were off by like 8 blankets at the federal prison building in downtown LA because they didn't do their math right. But I give them.
Yeah.
I give them a lot of credit.
They tried.
Because how many fools did you ask blankets for?
How would they have gotten out of the building?
Because they
would have
just went straight down to downtown.
Wherever they're dropping those blankets out of, is they can go from there.
Okay. Yeah.
Someone went to the top.
And I hope they would have worn gloves because they would have been like.
Yeah. But you guys remember, this is also where Magic is located. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Remember they brought him sauna and tacos?
Yeah.
Remember we talked about that, Letty?
That they were.
Where the girl brought him tacos and he was like located
in they were across the street making the music and then the girl.
Who, though?
His name was Magic, remember?
No, I don't remember.
It was a guy. Yeah, it was a guy.
I know
named
a lot
Magic.
Of times across they have.
Oh, people. Wizard. We talked about it. His name was Wizard. That.
Okay.
On the pod, we talked about how
across the street they do. Yeah,
and then his girl brought him. Remember the banda and the group and stuff like that.
So you think it was him?
This is also where he's located.
Oh yeah.
So if this was Wizard, I wish you would have used your powers here.
So dumb.
Because we would love to meet you on Brown Bag.
Yeah.
Wow. Free the guys, man.
Free the guys.
Brown Bag episode.
Or they'll
what?
Free themselves.
Episode what?
160.
We love you guys. Make sure you guys go get the last 10 tickets for the Covina show because they might be gone by the time this episode airs tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
But we love you guys.
We also have an announcement coming, so be ready.
Yes.
Yeah.